明日から旅行だね。ワクワクする。
ね、天気も良くて安心した。
チケット取れたよかったね。
うん、嬉しいし、めっちゃ楽しい旅になりそう。
本当、楽しみだね。Hello and welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that helps you speak Japanese more naturally and fluently with real-world examples and realistic dialogues. I'm Alex, your host, and as always, we're joined by the incredible Ami Sensei. Yeah! And she'll be giving us some tips and tricks on sounding more authentic in Japanese. Ami Sensei!
Hi!
How the devil are you?
I'm great. Alex-san wa?
I'm very good.元気ですよ。
元気ですか。よかったです。
Ami sensei, what?
はい。
Are we studying today?
All right. So, 今日 today we will be talking about how to express positive emotions and we'll teach you some useful related vocab and expressions. Now, there are a lot of words to express positive emotions in Japanese, and we couldn't possibly cover all of them in one podcast.However, for this lesson, we'll focus on some of the most common phrases you're likely to hear in everyday casual conversation between friends. So, let's get started. Have a listen to the dialogue you heard at the beginning of the podcast, and we'll break it down for you afterwards.
明日から旅行だね。ワクワクする。
ね、天気も良くて安心した。
チケット取れたよかったね。
うん、嬉しいし、めっちゃ楽しい旅になりそう。
本当、楽しみだね。Great! Okay, did you understand that, everyone? So, Ami sensei, what was the first sentence?
Okay, so the first sentence was 明日から旅行だね。ワクワクする。So, 明日 is tomorrow.から from 旅行 trip だね So だ is like this but a casual version and then ね sort of emphasizes it Sometimes it's asking for affirmation So 明日から旅行だね is saying we're having our trip or our trip is tomorrowワクワクする。ワクワクする。We'll talk about more of this later on, but ワクワク means excited. And する means, literally means do, but here it basically means I feel this way. I am. So I'm excited. ワクワクする。
What's the next sentence?
Next sentence. ね、天気も良くて安心した。ね is yeah. So agreeing to somebody. ね、天気も良くて安心した。天気 weather も also 良くて good and 安心した。I feel relieved.So, 天気も良くて安心した。The weather is also good, so I'm relieved.
By the way, just a little grammar point there. Very good explanation, Ami sensei. 良くて is an adjective, means good. Now, normally it's 良い or いい, which mm-hmm. means good. And then the next one is 安心. So, when you are gluing together a string of adjectives, instead of saying 良い, you say 良くて安心. So, yokte means good and relieved. So, it's going to be nice weather or it's nice weather. So, it's good and I feel relieved.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what was the next sentence?
Next sentence. チケット取れてよかったね。チケット取れてよかったね。So, チケット ticket 取れてよかったね。So, 取れてComes from 取る, to get or to take. In this context or sentence, we mean got. So, 取れ te, and then again, very similar to what we discussed earlier. So it is a verb, but here we say torete to mean able to get, and yokatta ne, that's good. So it's good that you were able to get the ticket. Chiketto torete yokatta ne.
Again, generally speaking, adjectives and verbs, when strung together, usually have that te sound, mm-hmm. right? So you'll say something te, nani nani te, nani nani te. So that's often used in conversation. Very good. Then,
うん、嬉しいし、めっちゃ楽しい旅になりそう。So, as in, aha, or yeah. 嬉しいし、嬉しい、happy. She is saying, and, めっちゃ楽しい旅になりそう。めっちゃ、very much. 楽しい、fun. 旅、trip. に is a particle we're going to use here to mean, なんだろう。
So it's like ni naru means to become. So it's just a particle that's used with naru to become. So tabi ni naru narisō. It seems it will become a very fun trip, right?
The so is it seems like.
It seems like. So that ni doesn't really have a meaning per se, but when you say something becomes something, say something something ni naru. So literally, this is it seems narisō, it will become a very fun trip.
Well, that was a great explanation. Thank you, Alex-sama.
そんなことないんですよ。
Yeah. Finally, the last sentence was 本当楽しみだね。So 本当 can mean true or really, and in this context we're using it as an affirmation, just kind of like un or ne, like yeah, I agree, honto tanoshimi da ne. Tanoshimi can mean fun, or tanoshimi da ne, I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. So yeah, just make a point, let us contrast and compare tanoshi, which is fun, and tanoshimi, which means to look forward to something. It's kind of almost, it's almost like the future form of to enjoy. I will enjoy. In other words, I'm looking forward to it. Very useful. You use it all
very
the time.
Very useful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ami-sensei, arigato gozaimashita. That was a great explanation. So that is a pretty natural example of how you would express positive emotions in a casual conversation between two friends who are going on a trip together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just to maybe give our dear listeners some more context, Ami-sensei, could you give us some more like example sentences using those words that express good emotions, happy emotions, positive emotions?
Sure, I would be more than happy to. So let's start with 嬉しい, which means happy. 新しい友達ができて嬉しい。新しい友達ができて嬉しい, which means I'm happy to have made new friends.
And just to let you know, for our lovely premium members, you get full show notes that explain all of these sentences. So check out the show notes. They will explain everything. More about that later in the podcast.
Okay.
Very good. So, okay, so that's 嬉しい. What else do we have?
What else? 楽しい, which means fun. So, 週末は家族と楽しい時間を過ごした。週末は家族と楽しい時間を過ごした。I had a fun time with my family over the weekend.
Great. Now, right at the beginning of the podcast, we had the phrase waku waku, right? Can you give an example sentence for that?
Okay. コンサートのチケットを買ってワクワクしてる。コンサートのチケットを買って わくわくしてる. I'm excited because I bought concert tickets. And let's go on to 安心. The feeling of relief. So, 試験が終わってやっと安心した. 試験が終わってやっと安心した. I finally felt relieved after the exam was over. And I got a couple more here. よかった.
Now, just sorry to interrupt here, but we hear this all the time. I at least hear this all the time in conversation. So, よかった.
Yeah. And it's pretty similar. You're feeling good. You're feeling relieved. Like, oh, great. So, 雨がやんでよかったね. 雨がやんでよかったね. It stopped raining. That's great. That's good. And I've got one more for you. 楽しみにする. Which means to look forward to something. For example, 来週の旅行楽しみにしてる. 来週の旅行楽しみにしてる. I'm looking forward to next week's trip.
Very good. So that's great. So hopefully you'll find those example sentences useful to understand how these words are used in different contexts. Hopefully that will make it easier to learn and remember them. And again, for our premium members, all this is written down in our detailed show notes, so do check them out. Now, it's time for interview with Ami-sensei. I'm too poor. I can't afford a good reverb plugin, so...
Too poor. Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? It's like, mm-hmm. Are you one of those people who has enough money, but not quite enough? Yes.
All you got to do is pay $5 a month.
Yeah, right. Join a new money-making seminar.
Yes.
Right. Buy our 22 set DVD series.
No, VHS.
VHS. You know, Ami-sensei, the other day I bought a book on how to scam people. I paid $100 for it and it hasn't arrived yet.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's stop with the dad jokes, okay?
Okay.
Let's move on, shall we? So, okay, anyway, joking aside, it's interview time. And Ami-sensei, I wanted to ask your opinion about the differences between Western and Japanese culture in terms of expressing positive emotions. Mm. So, be honest, please let me know if you agree or disagree with the following ideas or the following assertions. Okay, so here's idea number one, agree or disagree. Happiness is downplayed in public in Japan. In other words, in Japanese culture, especially in public or maybe formal settings, people tend to downplay overt displays of joy or excitement. So, for example, you know, expressing emotions too strongly could be seen as maybe meiwaku, you know, causing a disturbance or being self-centered. So instead of shouting, I'm happy, someone might smile and quietly say, ureshi desu, I'm happy. Or even more, you know, or even more modestly, yokatta desu, I'm glad it worked out, or that's good. What do you think? True or false?
I'm going to say true because, well, especially if you're alone, right?
Yeah.
So it might be different if you're with a group of friends or, you know, you're with your family. But if you're alone, then I can say most of the time, yes, people will do this.
Alone in public, right? So,
yeah,
you're not kind of, you know, having that gut-wrenching laugh in front of people on your own.
Yeah. Whereas over here, I think people will express their emotions whenever, wherever, right?
In the States, for example, right?
In the States.
Yeah, right.
So even if I'm out and about alone and something happy happens to me, then I will just express that and be like, yay.
Yeah, right. So maybe in other countries, depending on the country, people tend to be a bit freer with the way they express happiness mm-hmm. or emotions in general, right?
Yeah.
Well, Ami-sensei, you have walked into my trap. You have because I have led you into my trap, which is question number two.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
Because for every language uh-huh. rule or, yeah. you know, rule about culture, there's always an exception. So
and there's this, always exceptions. That is true.
And so one big exception is, this is question number two.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Kawaii is a very popular way of expressing loud, positive emotions, right? So the concept
kawaii.
Kawaii. So the concept of kawaii, which means cute, right, is obviously hugely popular in Japan, and it's socially acceptable to make a big fuss in public by saying kawaii or noises like kya.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say. True and false.
Sure.
Because I feel like if it's the younger crowd, if it's a younger population, then yes, they're more likely.
Right.
And almost accepted, you know, when they say kawaii or kya. But if you're older, like me, you don't want to be all kawaii and kya in public.
Right.
I think it's just how you want to look in front of others, how you want to display yourself in public. So if you are young, if you're cute, then sure. As long as you're not making a ruckus, you're not creating trouble.
Right.
Right. And like you mentioned, it's not causing a disturbance, then I think it's okay. It's okay. Right.
Yeah. So again, you know, when you make up a rule about language or culture, there are always there are always exceptions, right? But, you know, so it's always, you know, context. It completely depends.
And of course, I think even the young folks, I think they try to be as considerate as possible. So, without being too loud, I think they usually go, kawaii.
Kawaii. Yeah, so, I'd agree with that. And so that kind of leads me to the third question or assertion, right? Again, feel free to agree or disagree. Laughter isn't always loud. So what I mean by that is Japanese people laugh all the time, like everyone else. But again, it's often done more quietly or more politely in public settings. So for example, you might hear one of the following, which is kind of hoo-hoo-hoo, which is like a soft chuckle, or ooh-hoo-hoo, kind of more playful, maybe more kind of feminine, right? As opposed to a bwa-ha-ha-ha-ha. what do you think?
Sure. I think, unless you're, of course, in a comedy theater or something, then you don't want to be loud, period. And so, I think it applies for laughter, too.
Sure.
People will definitely look at you if you laugh really loud, if you're loud in general, I think.
Right.
But over here in the States, people will they're not going to look at you weird or...
Just go for it.
Or judge you. Yeah, exactly. So there are definitely more chances of being judged.
Right.
Judged for or judged by in Japan. But sometimes you gotta laugh. Sometimes you gotta let your emotions, right, out.
I'd agree with that. So to summarize, I would say, you know, happiness and emotional displays are somewhat less common in Japan. But obviously they do happen. And obviously, you know, if you're young and cute, you can say kawaii in public.
You can laugh. It's okay.
It's okay. You can laugh. Yeah, it's fine. And also that, you know, there are many exceptions, especially on a Friday night in a Japanese pub in izakaya, when
yes,
they've had a couple too many Asahi dries and they're laughing loudly and
causing
a ruckus. But you know, so generally speaking, Japanese people tend to be a little bit more measured in their emotional displays, but it doesn't mean they don't have emotions. It doesn't mean
right. We just try to be, I think, extra careful and considerate.
There you go.
But of course, you know, you're going to go, you will definitely go to a izakaya and see the loud salarymen making noise.
They certainly do. There's, like I said, you know, when you're learning a language, there's always an exception to a grammar rule. And there's always an exception to, you know, a cultural rule. Japanese people are quiet and shy. I see you've never been to Osaka, for example, right? Yeah. So. Not casting aspersions on our dear friends in Osaka.
No.
They're wonderful people. Well, Ami-sensei, thank you so much. That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. I have many positive emotions about this. Waku waku and shiawase and ureshi and uki uki.
こちらこそです.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, dear listener, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you learned some new phrases, vocabulary, grammar, and a little bit more about Japanese culture. And for our dear premium members, don't forget, you get full access to show notes to this episode, as well as a Japanese-only audio practice file to help you improve your listening skills. But there's more! You also get access to another podcast, which provides extra dialogues, extra vocabulary, and goodness. And that builds on what you learned in the previous free podcast, if that makes sense. And premium member, I hear you say yes. Just visit learnjapanesepod.com and click on the premium membership link at the top to find out more. And also come and say hello. Come say hello to all of us on the Discord channel. We have a wonderful community of Japanese learners who are friendly, supportive, and generally wonderful, lovely human beings. We're lucky to have you all, so don't be shy. Come along and say hello. Again, just click on the Discord link at the top of learnjapanesepod.com. Ami-sensei, arigatou gozaimasu.
Iie, doitashimashite.
Minasan, arigatou gozaimasu. And see you next time. Matta ne.
またねー。